Howdy, howdy, and welcome to Moose Podcast number 414. Not a full censor. Wow, here we are. We are already into the second week in September. Up in Maine, fall color. I'll make some good clicks, but it's not really going crazy yet. But it's certainly gorgeous. I want to thank you folks for the conversation this past week. Had a couple really fine ones. I'm always very grateful when you reach out. We have these, that, or the other to talk about. Conversation's a great thing. Still looking, though, for some comments and to get a conversation going over on Spotify. So Spotify has the Moose Podcast, has the transcript, and has the ability for you to leave comments, questions that we can chat on there at Spotify. So, hey, don't hesitate. I know you guys reach out to me directly by email and through other social media, but at Spotify, we can have other conversations that, well, might just solve your particular problems or answer that you need to move that photography a little bit forward. So don't hesitate to go and check it out. Is this being recorded on Adobe Podcast Beta again? You can go to the blog post there on the website. You will find the transcript. You'll find the podcast. You'll find links that I talk about. And of course, the link is there for you guys to send me an email, but a lot of you already know it's there. So feel free to use it. The full color is coming, like I mentioned. I do have a couple of questions that came out this week from folks. Was about fall color. I have more than a couple of things there on the moosepeterson.com. Just click on the little magnifying glass, search for on fall color. A whole bunch will pop out. And then there are some video classes over at Kelby One also on fall color. So that stuff is out there. But if you have a direct question, hey, go to Spotify. Click on comments, ask away. Just saying. Want to thank my good friends at Bedford Camera, bedfords.com, for sponsoring the Moose Podcast. Now, you might not be aware, but they have an eBay store. A lot of camera stores do. Right now, they have a massive blowout sale, 70% off on all of this product. I'm scanning it right now. There is flashes, camera bodies, lenses. There's a Shogun monitor from Atomos. Crazy prices. There is just a ton of stuff there. So if you're looking for stuff, go to bedfords.com, click on the link. Man. They have pages after pages after pages after pages. Wow, they even have used Nikon gear, some other stuff on there. Wow, key mission stuff. Oh, interesting. There's a Z5 mirrorless kit there with a lens. Well, that's a silly price. So, hey, check it all out. It's bedfords.com. And, you know, if you don't find it in the store, I bet you're going to find it in the eBay store. And it's hard for me to imagine that after all that, they don't have whatever you're looking for. It's just, Bedford's is the place. Great service, great prices, great inventory. Home of the Moose discount. You'll see that 5% back after you check out. Hey, check it out for bedfords.com. And, of course, please be so kind and to thank them for sponsoring the Moose Podcast. So Sharon, my favorite person, friend, and business partner, and partner for life, and I were on the deck talking, and I can't go into particulars, but I was doing some business with a company that, man, they've been around for a long time, and you would think that they would have their photographic P's and Q's all in order. They're looking for a donation of a print or two. I was all happy to do it. Even went, got the files, sized them all up, got all ready to hit the button on the old Epson 7000. And I said, maybe I should go look at that donation form. Maybe they have some more parameters to the print, the actual print itself, size, what have you, that I should just double check. So I go to the donation form and I'm reading it, and I was absolutely taken back, because I thought I was simply donating a couple prints for an exhibit, to go on a wall. And this piece of paper went on to talk about signing the copyrights to these images to them, giving permission to sell my images to third parties. And I'm like, say what? I thought I was just donating two prints for the cause to go on the wall. And so I sent them an email and I said, I was all set to hit the button. And then I read the donation form. I'm like, whoa, back up this cart a few bits. And a couple of photographers had already gone and signed this piece of paper and donated it. And I sent the email saying, I'm sorry, I just can't do it. I cannot. I'll be glad to give you a piece of my wallet, but as a donation, but you don't get a piece of my soul for free like that. And boy, it didn't seem like it was very long. All of a sudden, an email came back and they said, wow, that's not the intent of that form. And maybe we should look at it and update it. I said to Sharon, I said, boy, there are a few pixels short of a full sensor. And well, here we are. Not a full sensor. The world of photography, on every side you can imagine, from the amateur to the professional, to the business, to the world of free, I guess that's the donations, that would be the other side of business photography. I never thought about that. Anyway, it is kind of surprising, no matter how long a person has been at it or how new, really simple mistakes are made that really make me wonder, do you have a full sensor? Or are you just few pixels short? The illustration I just gave you is actually very real. It was very shocking, and sadly, it's not unique. We've actually had many instance recently, as well as in our entire history of the business, where I guess the rush to get published, stupidness is part of it. I don't know. The reason why I brought it up is, well, one, I don't want you to fall into that not having a full sensor of pixels. There's enough wells there, of course, but having them all full, that's kind of a hard thing to do, but you can do it. The point being is that perhaps, and I tell people this quite often, and it comes from the fact that I was just asked recently in an interview, what's the one thing I go back and tell my beginning self to do? And that is a really common question that until recently didn't have the answer for. And in the interview, I told him simply, the one thing that I would go back and tell myself when I started out is take a deep breath. It is literally that bloody simple. Probably why it never occurred to me, never was acted on, and probably was the undoing of some of my projects in the past. Is you just got to take a deep breath. If the folks who are in a hurry to get, you know, their walls filled up had taken a moment, and the excuse, and excuses are really not a, excuses, they don't work there, folks. Excuses don't work. It's hard to unring the bell. The excuse was, oh, we were in such a hurry, and this is the form we'd always used. We never thought about looking at it and updating it because the form was from the days when they would ask people to send them slides to make prints for the wall. So how old a form was it? But they're in such a hurry to get new artwork, they just sent it out there. You know, it's like, wow, just take a deep breath. You could have read that thing, and then you would have not looked really quite so stupid. But I mean, so if you stop for a second and you think about the things that come across your desk, the ideas that go across your computer, the images that you see in that viewfinder, if you just took a deep breath, how could you make them better? How could it all turn out better with simply taking that deep breath? It is not a radical idea, but I think it's one that, especially in this day and age, needs to be embraced, passed along, acted upon, and improved upon. Maybe taking two deep breaths. You know, maybe that's the answer. The it could be that this is Sharon's idea, and I have to agree. It could be the changing of the seasons right now, but there seems to be a rash of silliness of just not carrying through with thoughts, ideas, and actions that have made some look like, seriously, they're just a few pixels short of a full sensor. And I don't want that to be you. I don't want that to be you. It's that simple. The photography world is sometimes can be unforgiving, and little mistakes can haunt you. And a lot of times those little mistakes can be solved by simply by taking that deep breath. So you're getting out to buy a piece of gear. You're going to go and review a piece of software. You want to go to a new location. What if you just take a deep breath? More than once, just to put myself into the spotlight, I say, oh, let's go to X, Y, or Z to have dinner, have breakfast, get ice cream, only to arrive and find out, oh, they're closed on Sundays, they're closed on Mondays. And it happened, I don't know, 100, 200, 300 times when finally I said, oh, I'll check the old interweb before I go next time, because it's really hard to go, you know, when you have your heart set on ice cream, to have them closed, you know? Few pixels short of a full sensor on that one. Now, are there other applications? Oh, yeah, you know I could go on for hours and hours on this, but I don't think it would help get the point across any further. Just want to have you take a deep breath, think things through so you're not accused of being a few pixels short of a full sensor. Fall's here. You guys get out there and shoot. Make some magic. Make every click your story.